Initially, all people wanted to do is talk over the phone. Next came, oh, I also want to play MP3 player. Next thing came, now I want to play video on the player. So if you look at this kind of transitions which are happening, these are really creating a lot of battery drain.
This is PodTech News on Friday, August 25th. I'm Catherine Giraudot. A big story in the tech world over the last 2 weeks was, in the wake of laptop computer battery fires and explosions, Dell Inc. and Apple Computer both announced recalls of over 6 million lithium-ion laptop computer batteries. The batteries were made by Sony Corporation. Sony said in a statement it's introduced more safeguards into its manufacturing process to prevent the overheating, which can lead to fires. What's the lesson here? One thing we do know, whether it's that consumers want more and more functionality crammed into a single device, or mobile device companies want to sell us more and more features, or both, the truth is that application development is far outpacing improvements in battery technology. At a seminar yesterday at the Sofitel in Redwood City, sponsored by Cadence Design Systems, representatives from the semiconductor industry talked to journalists about industry-wide efforts to improve chip design to reduce power consumption and therefore reduce their production costs. Milind Padia is a design manager in low power for wireless technology with Freescale Semiconductor. I talked with him Thursday at the Cadence Low Power Seminar.
You made a point about how essential solving this power problem is within the industry. And in fact, you know, there was a lot of discussion today about how performance has really outpaced solutions to the power consumption problem.
Right. The feature set which has been requested by the market has always expanded. Rather, they have exploded over the time. They are heavy performance-oriented applications which are coming up. And that's the reason we have to drive towards making the cell phones as low power-consuming as possible. Then another problem which is kind of striking the wireless industry is the leakage problem in the process, because, you know, the cell phone is, majority of the time, it is in standby mode. All it does is talks to the base station. Within that half a second, talks to the base station and turns off. Go to sleep. And majority of the time, the cell phone would be spending its time in the sleep mode, and that's where it is consuming the power. So on one side, you have to go ahead and make sure that all these high performance applications which are going to run on the cell phone, they are low power. At the same time, you have to make sure that when even the cell phone is sleeping, at that time also you are low power. So no matter at what point of time you are, you have to be absolutely low power.
And you also made a point about the wireless carriers are not making money.
Yeah, absolutely.
When the device is turned off.
Absolutely. I mean, this is one of the key statements which comes to us from the carrier, is that if the cell phone is off, his source of revenue is off. It's a business critical parameter. It's so essential to the business that everything hangs on it. The cell phones, for example, which are coming up with so many new jazzy features. In reality, these features are needed to sell a cell phone. But what carrier needs to make money is that the cell phone should stay alive.
And tell me what Freescale and other companies are doing at this point to try to solve the low power problem.
This particular problem has to be solved at multiple levels, as I was indicating earlier also. You have to solve this problem at the software, you have to solve this problem at the system, you have to solve this problem at hardware. Within the hardware, you have to solve within doing the IP design, multi-voltage designs. You have to create, you know, the IPs which are sensitive to voltages. All these elements of the design, they need to talk to each other.
Can you talk to me a little bit about the Power Forward initiative?
It provides a common platform where the communication between various tools, various IP vendors, various providers, various technology providers, it can be consolidated on a single platform.
So there is actually a bottleneck happening in the industry at this point,
right?
That customers cannot be satisfied, features cannot really be utilized optimally because the batteries in devices die. What is the time frame you see for some sort of solution?
So we have implemented the best low power technology on our chips, You might have heard about our MXC architecture that we have launched. And that particular architecture is basically towards enabling these kind of low power features and making the system as such completely low power. So we have already launched these low power solutions. And as the new phones come to the market, you'll start seeing all these low power features implemented there.
But it sounds like it will be sort of incremental improvement.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So as the new features start rolling in, as the new standards emerge, we'll start integrating them into our chipsets also.
Milind Padia, design manager for wireless technology with Freescale Semiconductor. We talked in Redwood City yesterday at a low-power seminar sponsored by Cadence Design Systems. What was most telling at the seminar was what industry representatives did not discuss. Sure, it will be good for the industry to reduce their production costs and save energy, and it will be good for consumers to save a little power at the wall outlet. But what consumers really need is not to be protected by product recalls, but for the industry to develop batteries that can safely power the advanced devices we're buying and being sold. As Milind Padia said yesterday, we carry around in our cell phones enough computing power to land a man on the moon, but the battery would die before he got there. I'm Catherine Girardeau with PodTech News.